News. I'm Hope Duggar.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Hi, Joel. How you doing?
Dr. Stan, good to be with you.
Well, I'm going to let you just pick up the story and tell us what's going on, the news behind the news, the story behind the story.
Well, the story for tomorrow's World Affairs Brief, the main story, is going to be the big missile defense switch. This week, Obama scrapped the Bush-era proposal to build an anti-ballistic missile system in Poland, along with its corresponding search and tracking radar in the Czech Republic, supposedly to protect against rogue missiles from Iran. That wasn't true at all, of course, and that was not lost upon the Russians. Getting Obama to dump the ABM system was a top-of-the-list priority for Russia, knowing that the Iran excuse was a ruse. The Russians correctly suspected that this system was in reality focusing on intercepting Russian missiles in their boost phase, where U.S. interceptors would be most effective. Trying to knock down incoming Russian warheads traveling at hyperspeeds with an interceptor missile with no warhead is nearly futile, especially if Russian claims about maneuvering warheads are true. This appears to be part of a new and massive disarmament campaign, as mentioned by Obama in his speech to the UN. And this week, I'm analyzing why all such disarmament measures actually, without actual and verifiable Russian and Chinese reductions, will make the U.S. more susceptible to a nuclear first strike, not less. And so, you know, the UK Guardian reported that Barack Obama has demanded the Pentagon conduct a radical review of U.S. nuclear weapons doctrine to prepare the way for deep cuts in the country's arsenal. This is exactly the same thing that President Bill Clinton ordered in 1996 that led to the secret issuance of PDD 60, that's Presidential Decision Directive 60, which completely changed the Reagan-era nuclear doctrine designed to win a nuclear war with Russia. PDD 60 is still secret, but from statements issued in late 1997 by Clinton disarmament advisor Robert Ball and Craig Cerniello of Arms Control Today, who was part of the drafting process, the Presidential Decision Directive instructed the missile forces, our own missile forces, not to depend on launch on warning, a tactic of launching all fixed silo missiles at the enemy before their first strike missiles could land and destroy ours. It's a perfectly sound doctrine. You, in essence, empty your arsenal before it gets destroyed.
But Joe, the thing that bothers me about that is the Soviet Union has thousands of missiles and we have six anti-ballistic missiles. That doesn't quite add up to me. I guess I must be a little dense.
Yeah, even if we allow for six others hitting around somewhere, and we have a dozen missiles, it doesn't make any difference, does it? You know, and it's what prompted Marine General Butch Neal to say, retaliate with what? You know, in other words, absorb a nuclear first strike and retaliate later. And he says, retaliate with what? He knows that all other commanders over a Trident submarine, nuclear submarines, that Clinton had unilaterally agreed to keep half of all our submarine-launched ballistic missile submarines in port at any given time, quote, to assure our Russian friends that we are not a threat. Is this stupid or is this treasonous? That's the question. PDD-60 also removed all alternative submarine launch codes so that our subs cannot fire without direct communications with the president. You know, I've had military people tell me, well, we're part of the missile forces and there is no such restriction that we can't launch on warning. And I said, well, can you launch at all without communicating with the White House? They said, no. I said, then you don't know if you can launch on warning until you actually try to do it, do you? And if the White House doesn't let you, there is no launch on warning. He had to admit I was right. Those vital communication links will assuredly not survive a massive first strike, even if our political leaders were inclined to let us defend ourselves, which I don't think they will. So why would U.S. leaders do this? When you tell the Russians are going to absorb that we're going to absorb a nuclear first strike, or you telegraph that, you know, subtly to them, you induce them to make sure they hit us with everything necessary to make sure we cannot respond afterwards. This is not deterrence. This is suicide, or a very carefully planned agenda to make the U.S. so vulnerable that after the strike, our leaders come out of their bunkers and tell us, now that our military is mostly destroyed, we have no choice but to enter into a military alliance with the U.N. to save us. The Russians deceived us. The Chinese deceived us. We didn't know this was going to happen. Just like 9/11, we didn't know. It's a lie. Not only did they know, they have made considered efforts to cover up for the Russians ever since the phony fall of the Soviet Union. So returning to the current proposal, Obama has rejected the Pentagon's first draft of the nuclear posture review as being too timid, that is, in disarmament, and has called for a range of more far-reaching options consistent with his goal of eventually abolishing all nuclear weapons altogether. These options include, one, reconfiguring U.S. nuclear forces to allow for an arsenal measured in hundreds rather than thousands. That means he's not going to scare everybody by getting rid of them all at once because, you know, they never do, the Russians never do comply, haven't even complied even after the so-called fall of the Soviet Union, which I'll cover in a few minutes. Number two, redrafting nuclear doctrine to narrow the range of conditions under which the U.S. would use nuclear weapons. And those narrowing of range will be kept secret, just like PDD-60. Exploring ways of guaranteeing the future reliability of nuclear weapons without testing. In other words, they want to go back to the test ban treaty. Now, this is all too similar to the Clinton era of nuclear change. The impetus to change U.S. strategic nuclear doctrine came on the heels of President Clinton's demand to the Joint Chiefs in 1997, I'm giving some historical background here, that they prepare to unilaterally reduce America's nuclear warhead deployment to around the level of 2,000 warheads, in eager anticipation of the ratification of the START II disarmament treaty, which has never been ratified. But we reduce things anyway. I mean, this is just suicidal. General John Shalishvili, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs at the time, responded that he couldn't comply since the U.S. military was still operating on a former presidential decision directive of 1981 by President Reagan, which dictated that we must, quote, prepare to win a protracted nuclear war. He said, correctly so, a winning strategy couldn't be implemented without the full contingents of current nuclear warheads. And so, according to Craig Semiello of Arms Control Today, that's the big disarmament think tank that advises Democratic administrations, the administration viewed the 1981 guidelines as an anachronism of the Cold War. The notion that the United States still had to prepare to fight and win horrified Democratic planners, given the fact that it had been 6 years since the collapse of the Soviet Union. And that's why, you see, the apparent collapse of the Soviet Union was a very important piece of disinformation which the West, not only the Russians foisted this upon, but the West help them out by not exposing that it was a fraud. Indeed, it is the driving argument that is trumpeted constantly before Congress, U.S. military leaders, and the American people. Almost everyone has bought into it, even most conservatives who should know more, know better and should have been suspicious. The most savvy of the non-establishment Soviet watchers can point to a host of evidence indicating that the so-called collapse was engineered to disarm the West and garner billions in direct aid to Russia while inducing the rest to take over the economic burden of the former satellite states that Russia could no longer support.
Well, you know, if you stop and analyze what's going on today, it doesn't make any sense. And if it doesn't make any sense, then there has to be another explanation. And I think you're absolutely right, Joel. They're preparing us for a nuclear war and the destruction of this once great Christian nation. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Genesis. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired, your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king, and no better example of that than what Joel is talking about, the apparent goal of our leaders to unilaterally disarm the United States while Russia and China are preparing for war. And it doesn't make any sense, and it seems that Obama, of course, who sat at the under the tutelage of Reverend Wright for 20 years, Reverend Wright, who hates America and used to say, GD America, and of course Obama feels that way. He may pretend he doesn't, but he hates America. But remember, of course, Obama there is simply the front man for the Trilateral Commission that is behind this effort to unilaterally disarm our nation and the threat of a global increasing nuclear threat. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, I think it's important to remember, relative to Obama's background, that he really was a radical leftist, if not communist, who did hate America. But he bought in or was bought out by the globalists at some point, probably about 8 years ago, and switched sides. And so I don't think he still is. I mean, he may still dislike America from a leftist point of view, but this guy is clearly working the same globalist agenda that George Bush was working, that Bill Clinton was working before him.
But of course, they were all been in favor of disarmament. But the globalists want to disarm America. They want to ship out, destroy our fishing industry and our farming industry and our industrial potential. They want to destroy our banking industry, our currency. And certainly they're not adverse at all to unilateral disarmament. So go right ahead.
Well, but the reason is different. Communists want us disarmed because they want to destroy the America, but globalists want us disarmed and our banking and everything else brought down, not because they want to collapse, but because they want to drive Americans into a globalist new world order as a solution to these problems. And there's the difference between, and Obama's clearly a globalist now in terms of his motives. But the result seems to be the same. We're going to get a nuclear war. We're going to get a preemptive nuclear strike, whether we had communist or globalist in the government. But it is important technically to understand that, where he actually is, in my opinion. But as a result of this unilateral disarmament, the U.S. nuclear stockpile has decreased more than 50%. All of this has been done without any meaningful disarmament by the Russians, even though the United States continues to claim that Russia is in full compliance with treaties. When you ask what is America's stockpile versus the Russians, they'll say it's a parity, that they're equal, that the Russians are there. What evidence do you have that the Russians have disarmed? We have none. Because we don't have access to all of the stockpiles. We just assume that they're in compliance. And, of course, the Clinton administration would counter this charge by citing the, quote, successful dismantling of 3,300 strategic nuclear warheads by Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and Belarus, and the destruction of their 252 ICBMs and related silos, all paid for, by the way, by U.S. taxpayer funds to the tune of $300 million per year, courtesy of the Nunn-Lugar legislation. But what they don't say, what they never say, is that all of the warheads went back to Russia. Yes, Americans paid for the dismantling of these systems, the oldest and most outdated in the Soviet inventory. They were scheduled for replacement anyway, so the U.S. taxpayer ended up saving the Russians over $1 billion, allowing them to use this and other Western aid to develop and build new systems coming online right now. But that isn't all. What the administration doesn't say is, as I said, that the that they allowed the Russians to reclaim all the nuclear warheads and paid them to recycle the usable material into new, updated warheads. We even built them a state-of-the-art nuclear warhead refurbishing and storage facility in Russia. Once complete, our inspectors were banned from entering that U.S.-built facility. We didn't diminish the threat at all, as you know, Dr. Stan. We only helped them to transform it into something more dangerous.
Well, I acknowledge you're absolutely right, and we're in real trouble, and the average individual doesn't understand. We do not have an adequate nuclear deterrence. We do not have a launch-on-attack philosophy, and we certainly don't have any anti-ballistic missile defense. I mean, the idea that we have, you know, six anti-ballistic missiles somewhere up there in Alaska is so laughable, and yet everybody said, oh, well, George Bush is doing such a great job. He didn't do a good job. He had no intention of defending us any more than Ronald Reagan was allowed to. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, the history of the cheating is really important to understand. There was a conventional forces treaty that was supposed to, you know, cut back on the arsenals of non-nuclear forces, tanks and motorized artillery, etc. They allowed the Russians to not disarm its huge stockpile of tanks and mobile artillery as long as it stockpiled them east of the Ural Mountains. In other words, this was a typical of the U.S. loopholes that were offered the Soviets. We strictly destroyed our older tanks, but they simply got to move all of their armored weaponry east of the Urals to major bases where they were stockpiled. In 2007, NATO announced that it was going to establish military bases in the former Soviet states, now part of NATO. Russia complained that this amounted to a NATO violation of the CNF treaty, Conventional Nuclear Forces. Russia's foreign minister responded that Russia would consider itself no longer limited to deployment of heavy weapons to its western border with NATO countries. While this implies the Russians were formally in compliance, it was not true. During the 1990s, Russia had used the expansion of NATO as an excuse to demand amendments to the treaty, the CNF treaty, that ratified Russia's huge armor deployments from the Ural depots to the south of Russia during the Chechen War. In fact, the Russians had moved these weapons out of storage in clear violation of the INF or the CNF treaty, and then demanded that the treaty be amended to ratify those violations. Now, I want to point out that the United States never once ever complained about the U.S. or about the Russian violating that treaty. It was only when the Russians came to an amendment that they had to acknowledge that the Russians had brought their armor already out of the box. Russia, of course, never gives an inch when it can demand a mile, offered to withdraw troops from Georgia and Moldavia in exchange for the changes to the CNF treaty. The deal was made. But guess what? The Russian troops are still in Georgia, and they were part of the, massive firefight that occurred when U.S.-trained Georgian troops tried to oust the Russians and got their tail whipped. Well, then there's the cheating on the INF Treaty. This was the big one. This is where we took all of our Pershing II intermediate nuclear missiles and all our cruise missiles out of Europe that were aimed at Russia, and in exchange for their removing their SS-22s and 23s and other missiles, it was discovered after the fall of the Soviet Union that the Russians never did remove their intermediate-range missiles from Czechoslovakia and Romanian caves in which they were hidden.
Hold that thought, Joel. We'll be back in just a minute. And it really is infuriating. We've even done away with our MX missiles. We really have very little nuclear deterrent, but the average American goes blithely along.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, this is the time we asked Joel Skousen to get out his address, his web address, in case you'd like to subscribe to World Affairs Brief, and believe me, it's an excellent source of information. I certainly go to the website every morning after I do my emails, and certainly the report comes out every Friday to give you the information you're not going to get elsewhere about what's going on. So go right ahead, Joe. Why don't you tell people how they can subscribe to your publication if they'd like?
Well, thank you. They can go to my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, to read about the current issue of the World Affairs Brief. They can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief for a free sample copy to see if they'd like to subscribe. I think it's only $16 for the rest of the year. Everybody resubscribes at the beginning of each year. But it's a good time to subscribe and get a short subscription to see how they like it.
All right, fine. And is there a web address they would go to?
as I said, worldaffairsbrief.com.
Worldaffairsbrief.com. Okay, go right ahead.
Well, of course, during all of this process, and even during the Bush administration, the United States dismantled 50 of the Minuteman III missiles, all of our Minuteman II missiles. During the Bush administration, they dismantled all of our 50 Peacekeeper missiles with 10 more heads each. And so, you know, I fear, of course, that they're not keeping these pledges in America's best interest, but this is to further a globalist plot to create future conflict. And it's no wonder that the American public is so willing to be fed like lambs to the slaughter if they let their people, leaders, do this without really questioning what they're doing. Russian cheating continued through the 1990s on nuclear, biological, chemical, and ABM treaties. According to Bill Lee, a veteran CIA and DIA analyst, was a large Russian nuclear stockpile unaccounted for by the arms control inspectors. Lee also asserts that Russia has a nationwide ABM system with warheads on them, hundreds and hundreds of interceptors, clearly in violation of the ABM treaty. They protested so vociferously when the U.S. wanted to back out of the treaty to build its six interceptor missiles. But the Russians are allowed to cheat, and our government covers for them. They are allowed to retain hidden reserves of strategic striking power while the U.S. disarms. Even our vaunted ABM system is a sham. It has no warhead and makes a perfect, has to make a perfect hit in order to work. Even if it did work, the number of interceptors, as you point out, are less than a dozen, hardly useful against thousands of Russian and Chinese warheads. And American people unwisely think that they are protected now. The Russians still maintain a more than 3-to-1 advantage over the U.S. in both throw weight and nuclear delivery vehicles. This disparity is widening dramatically with the Clinton and Bush administration unilateral disarmament, while at the same time encouraging the Russians to proceed not only with the deployment of new Topol-M missiles, which are mobile-launched and therefore difficult to target, but even allowing the Russians, so they won't feel understaffed, to put 3 MIRV warheads on each missile instead of the treaty limit of 1 warhead. That's an example of modern treaties signed by the Bush administration, which they've allowed the Russians to violate. To pacify our increasingly worried military leaders, of course, there is a shift going on in procurement dollars to deploy a more flexible sea-based missile deterrent, which does have merit. If it ever comes in time. Raytheon and Lockheed Martin have significant missile defense operations as part of the sea-based triad of using Aegis missile cruisers to actually put some ABM missiles on board. Now, none of that is employed. Some of them have been tested with success, but none of those have deployed yet. So far, that's all talk. There is and always will be worry among our military leaders that our political leaders won't prosecute a war properly. At the present time, the U.S. and Britain are both pushing for major disarmament without any ironclad enforcement or verification authority. This indicates that a betrayal of national interest is coming. And according to a final draft of the resolution passed on Thursday in the U.N., the U.N. Security Council will not wholeheartedly embrace the U.S. and Britain's call for eventual abolition of all nuclear weapons. Largely on French insistence, the Council will endorse a vaguer aim of seeking, quote, to create the conditions for a world without nuclear weapons. I mean, this is incredible. You know, mincing words while they're trying to betray the defense of their own people. This is typical of the fact that there will always be divergence between political rhetoric and what actually gets done within the balls, the bowels of government. The public, of course, is never allowed to know what's really going on, which should worry us all. Well, in another story, there's a backhanded way to get Republicans to back more resources in Afghanistan. Afghanistan, of course, is poised to get a huge boost in funding and manpower and risk becoming another Iraq. But it's interesting, as Democrats who, of course, campaigned and got elected on the fact that they are, you know, for getting us out of this war that the Bush administration got us into, are, of course, dragging their feet about voting for more resources and troops in Afghanistan. And so it seems that establishment Republicans can be manipulated in almost anything as long as it's perceived to be against what the Democrats are for. And so you have General McChrystal coming out with a leaked report, I think it was purposely leaked, saying that, of course, that he urgently needs many more resources and troops in order to win in Afghanistan. And Obama is saying, well, we can't necessarily take the McChrystal report. We have to weigh that against other options. And he's seeming like he's reluctant. He isn't reluctant at all. This is just playing coy. Meanwhile, he gets the Republicans to lash back to say, oh, let's charge for and give all the troops and all the money that they need. And so now we have, once again, the Republicans getting on the bandwagon to boost this war in Afghanistan. And this is going to be another failed war, Dr. Stan. There's no way that you can beat an insurgency that has been ruling that country and defeating every attempt at military occupation, the British for centuries, then the Russians, and now the Americans. No foreign occupier has ever been successful in changing or subduing Afghanistan, especially when it's involved in the corruption that's there, especially the drug corruption. The U.S. is very much involved, and they're using drug monies to fund most of Karzai's political career there. His brother's one of the top drug lords in the country, so this is no secret to Afghanistan or Afghanis. But, of course, the big problem is that you want to win this war without any casualties in order to make it so that it won't be unpopular, and that means you need more helicopters. Everybody wants to fly on helicopters so as to avoid getting involved with snipers and with suicide bombers and roadside improvised devices. And the trouble is there's not enough helicopters, even in the whole world, to supply that everybody wants to travel by helicopter in Afghanistan. And what's interesting, of course, is that, as Newsweek pointed out here, that there is a recognition that there's white side and a dark side to military missions. Green Berets in the Afghan-Pakistan theater engaged in what are known as white missions, recruiting and training local anti-terrorist militias, have only 3 Chinook heavy-lift helicopters to move them around combat zones. While the Green Berets attached to black operations, meaning illegal dark side operations, are much more generously equipped with hundreds of helicopters. The white forces assigned to vital but unglamorous counterinsurgency missions of the Pentagon's bastard stepchildren, says one official. The helicopter shortage is so acute, say 3 of the officials, that requests for helicopters for white Green Beret operations are rejected 80% of the time. Some commanders no longer bother to ask. Isn't that a sad commentary?
It is. It's just another example of what's going on over there. Did you notice that this General Ben in Pakistan has said that the Sudanese Blackwater was behind the murder of Bhutto there? And I think that's a fascinating subject. I don't know if you've covered that, but if it's true, why should we be surprised? We go around assassinating people throughout the world and scratch our heads and said, gee, I wonder who did it. We'll be right back.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, we've on the last segment here. You got about 5 minutes. You go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. As usual, global warming keeps happening despite the facts. According to one report, for the second straight year, Arctic ice cap sees record increase. Last year's increase was 150,000 square miles. This year's increase was 222,000 square miles. The NSIDC, a government agency, reports that fact, but then it buries it beneath the usual spin about global warming. That's right. In other words, anything that happens warm or cold is blamed on global warming. And I suspect we'll continue to see that that pattern.
If the American people will believe that we can somehow have 6 interceptor and ballistic missiles that are going to take out several thousand incoming missiles, there's no reason why they shouldn't believe that a massive increase in the Arctic ice cap is caused by global warming.
Well, that's right. You know, the bigger the lie, the better in terms of promulgating that thing. The new policy issued by the Obama administration on state secrets is a sham, responding to increasing complaints from his leftist base, and the right should also be concerned. The Obama Justice Department issued new guidelines on the continued use of state secrets privilege, which the Bush administration regularly used to block court cases seeking to sue the government for government violations of citizen rights. The Obama administration announced new limits this past week on Wednesday. Under the new guidelines issued by Attorney General Eric Holder, set to take effect October 1st, the government lawyers will only invoke the privilege when there's a, quote, significant harm to the country, and won't use it to hide embarrassing or illegal government programs. Well, the statement on significant harm is the same justification all administrations have used, so no change there. Secondly, it is already against the law to use state secrecy to cover for illegal acts, so there's no change there. The only change is Eric Holder's vow not to use it as a cover, but we're still faced with the obvious question, well, how would we know if the government is using state secrets to cover for something illegal? The government simply refuses to quash, or when it declares the use of state secrets to quash any challenge, it refuses to answer any questions about the specific use of the policy in any case, and even refuses to allow judges to see inside the secrets and decide if the secrecy is justified. You know, in a proper scheme of checks and balances, someone outside of the executive has to have the power to review its secrecy decisions, and that is not true in America. So that's an example of how they use the ploy to say, you know, trust us, we're not doing this anymore, but we're not going to give you any way of finding out whether or not what we're saying is true.
And it's sort of like, you know, when the CIA's this recent report that the CIA had an agreement with Blackwater to assassinate people, but they never used it. I mean, we had all the arrangements made so that Blackwater would go around the world killing people we wanted. But they assured us it just never got implemented. And then, of course, this, you know, Pakistani general comes out and said, you know, the Blackwater was behind the assassination of the premier of Lebanon and the premier, Bhutto, the running for office there. And certainly didn't get much coverage here in the United States.
Well, we do know that Blackwater is in Pakistan. We've had several reports, and I covered one of them last week, about guards, Blackwater guards, trying to arrest a person on the street and ask him for documentation. He protested, and they tried to haul him into a vehicle. A local police unit was nearby and came up and stopped the proceedings. And the guy who was accosted was a prominent person in Pakistan, and he demanded the police take a report. And they said to him, well, it won't do any good. Nothing will ever be done about it against these guys. And you know, so obviously they've got some kind of protection in there, even though they're in the country relatively secretly and illegally.
Sure.
There's just an awful lot of that occurs, goes on. Another story that was just phenomenal last week was Obama's encounter with George Stephanopoulos. You know, he made the round of five talk shows on Sunday. I mean, it's like everybody was interviewing the president, and it was a massive propaganda campaign. But George Stephanopoulos, and I'm no fan of his, he's on the left, he's, you know, was part of the Clinton administration, but he just couldn't believe that Obama is making this representation that making people who refuse to get health insurance to pay a tax penalty as high as $3,800 a year assessed by the IRS is not a tax increase. He says, how is that not a tax, Mr. President? He says, well, hold on, George. He says, here's what's happening. You and I are both paying $900 on average in higher premiums because of uncompensated care, meaning those people who don't have insurance. It's not true. Insurance companies don't pay any of that. The bill for illegal aliens, for example, is paid for by the hospitals themselves, who are required to treat them without pay as a mandate from Congress, forcing some of them outright out of business, especially in California.
Well, we live in a world. Yeah. We live in a world gone mad. Joel, we'll be look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, and thanks very much for being with us once again.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I do hope that you enjoy our conversation with Joel Skousen. Always a pleasure to have him on and to get his insightful view of what's really going on in the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're entering into a time of increased violence, and I hate to say this, but I think that most of you ought to have a loaded pistol or something like that in your home, but you can't leave a loaded pistol around. You never know what would happen to it, so we're carrying something called V-Line. You can get pictures of it, all the information on our website at RadioLiberty.com. Other lock boxes, in other words, boxes that only you know the key to. They're very easy to open. You just punch in the numbers and you can open it up and take out your loaded weapon. And it's completely safe because nobody else can get into that box. Children can't get into it. They're perfectly legal here. They're certified in California and really all across the nation. So if you're interested in getting a lock box to keep a weapon in, and I think it's not a bad idea. I hate to think of this, but we're moving into increasingly violent and turbulent times. Why, go to our website at radioliberty.com or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll send you the brochures, and we've got them for ourselves. We think they're a great product. And then, of course, if you're interested in what Joe was talking about, who really runs the world? We have a little pamphlet that was written by the Luciferians called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, where they will tell you that they control the people in both the East and the West. He's talking about, of course, communist and capitalist nations. And we'll send that to you free of charge. If you get anything else, we have a little pamphlet called The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. It's inexpensive. I think it's $3.95 plus shipping. But then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my interview with Professor Sutton on the best enemy money could buy, how we've been financing our enemies in Russia and China, Vietnam during the Vietnam War, you know, but we can't let the American people know that. That's the DVD, The Best Enemy Money Could Buy, my interview with Professor Sutton. We have a book by the same name. We have a book called Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, How We Financed Communism Since Its Inception, Wall Street and FDR, all written by our good friend Professor Sutton before he passed away. So the information's there, and you need to get it, and you need to help us get it out. What about secret societies? We carry the book The Secret Societies and Subversive Movements by Nesta Webster, a classic book on what's really going on. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or here in Radio Liberty at Sunday, go to our website at radioliberty.com. And then, of course, let me remind you about our all-day conference on the 25th of October. Really getting a great response to it. We're bringing in a great list of speakers. We're going to be serving lunch, so you've got to get your reservations in, and you're going to have to, certainly you want to try to line up, if you're coming from out of town, a place to stay. And today, unfortunately, was the last day you got the special rate on it, so you missed that, but we hope you won't miss our all-day conference. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will go to our website and look at the items that we have. We've got a great book on the Bush family. It's called Family of Secrets. We think it's a great book. Family of Secrets. Did you know the part that George Herbert Walker played in the Kennedy assassination? And, well, all sorts of things the investigative reporter has that you're not going to read elsewhere. Of course, you need to see my talk or read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to actually watch my talk, The Forbidden Secret, and my talk on the financial Armageddon, and get the syllabuses and get our other material. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, because this is a spiritual battle. And then pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They have to be my views, and of course, well, for the first half hour, they're going to be your views as well, because we're going to do an open line program. The second half of the hour, where we're going to have Pastor Chuck Baldwin bringing us up to date with what's happening with the Constitution Party and what's happening from his perspective as we look out over the world. So if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and we'd love to hear from you because open lines doesn't work very well unless somebody calls in. So if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, we're told that things are really getting a lot better, but certainly as far as I'm concerned, here in California, we have about a 12.2% acknowledged unemployment rate. What most people don't understand is that the Central Valley of California, what's the breadbasket of our entire country? Why, of course, there's a 40% unemployment rate. Let me repeat that. In the Central Valley of California, a 40% unemployment rate. Why? Because the federal government has cut off water to the farmers there. They can't grow crops without water, and they've cut off their water supply because there's a three-inch smelt in the Delta, so they're letting the water simply run out to the ocean and leaving the farmland dry. And, of course, with that, of course, we're not producing any crops there. We're having to import our crops from other country. The federal government really isn't concerned about the three-inch smelt. The people in positions of power want to destroy the farming base, the agricultural base of our country. And they're using this as an excuse. Oh, my goodness, this smelt, this poor little smelt. So we're going to let, of course, the farmers go bankrupt. 40% unemployment in the Central Valley of California, and you're not hearing about this across America. There's a little bit of information gets out once in a while, but they don't want you to know that the rulers of our country are intent upon destroying the farming bases of our country, the agriculture of our country, and of course they're doing that with genetically modified food as well. I mean, they're going to destroy the chicken industry here because the chickens are a lot smarter than the people. They won't eat the genetically modified food. At least this is the story that's being put out now. And we know the genetically modified corn and other products affects the fertility. It's all about population control. They want to destroy generations unborn. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to know. Suddenly they're destroying the fishing industry here in California. And so they, year after year, they come up with phony statistics and they say, oh, the salmon are we just don't have any salmon. But what you have to understand is we have pictures of the Fish and Game Department actually clubbing salmon to death and electrocuting them, going up to rivers to spawn, and they simply kill them. Why? Because that's how they create the problem. They're not interested in solutions. They're interested in problems and creating problems. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. They've destroyed the automotive industry. They've transferred Chrysler to Fiat. Oh, an Italian company that's opening new plants in Mexico and new plants in Italy, but no new plants in America. We've given, the government, federal government owns General Motors. They own 60% of the stock. And we've given them $50 billion so they'll open new plants in China and in India and in Russia and Brazil. What's wrong with this scenario? We'll be back here in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
A moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course we're having an open line until the half hour, so if you're going to call in, you're going to have to call in early because Pastor Chuck Baldwin will be with us hopefully at the half hour. So Kenny is calling from New Jersey. He was talking about how there were demonstrations in Pittsburgh today, and peaceful demonstrations and the police and the military. I don't know anything about the military being there, but Kenny says that they were using experimental sound weapons, and there are certain types of weapons that they have now will just almost drive you mad. And certainly experimentally using these on innocent civilians in America. Kenny wants to know why people aren't up in arms, and I simply pointed out that I think as things get worse and worse, I'm hoping there are enough Americans who value freedom that we can take it back. But remember, this is not our government that's doing that. This is their government, and when I talk about their government, I talk about the what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, the people, these wealthy people who worship a different God. So anything else you want to say, Kenny?
No, God bless you, Dr. Stan, for doing the job you're doing.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your words of encouragement. Believe me, it's a lonely job sometimes, but...
I know. I feel it when I speak to people, too. There's not many people you could speak to nowadays who are on the same level. Thank God for people like you and the GCN Network.
Well, I think that we're going to find more and more people will be coming to you and saying, hey, Kenny, I remember what you were telling me a year ago, 6 months ago. Tell me about what's going on. I'm hearing this from all across the country, more now than ever before. So God bless. Thanks so much. And let's go to Rick, who's calling from Texas. Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. I'm doing great.
And let me just put out our telephone number once again. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you'd like to get on here the first half hour, well, I would love to hear from you. And Rick from Texas wants to stay positive, so you pick up the story.
Yes, sir. I really view what happened today in Pittsburgh and what's going to be happening, at least far as tonight and tomorrow, as a victory. We have to take this as the new Kent State. It's obvious now that they're moving. They're finally going to reveal the illusion of everything what us patriots and info warriors have been saying for so many years. The veneer is fading. It's finally starting to rear its ugly head. So we have to use this move as a judo move and use it against them.
Well, so, I think you're absolutely right. Could I make a suggestion that what you want to do is start asking people. Don't start lecturing them. But say, why do you think that they're building all those detention camps all across America? Why do you think they've revitalized the Japanese prison camps that were used during the Second World War? Do you have any idea why they're doing that? Maybe you could tell me. And, you know, most people don't even know about it. Well, you don't know, but go up on the Internet. And, of course, Alex Jones has come out with one of the most powerful DVDs you've ever seen. I don't know if it's out yet, but it's called FEMA Camps. It'll be out very soon, certainly in the next week or two. And of course, we've got a four-tape set on concentration camps, and we've got a DVD on concentration camps, an older one, but it's still very effective, and we even have a concentration camp special and the information on the planned police state. But if you ask people, and they've never even thought of this, and suddenly you plant ideas in their mind just like the other side does.
Right. I tell you, we've been under a broad spectrum attack for a while. You mentioned the whole food aspect, the water, and the television. And I truly believe once the average couch potato cannot watch that TV, then they're going to start looking around and trying to listen, and that's when we have to grab them.
To get them to quit watching television and turn on to the Genesis Network and the Radio Liberty Network and the American Freedom Network. And there are a lot of great radio networks out there, but at least with radio, why, you almost have to participate. With television, you're mesmerized by what you see. But when at least listening to radio, you got to think. And we got to get people thinking, and we got to get them thinking fast.
Yes, sir. If I could just say this before you hang up with me, in the movie Braveheart, when he's saying hold, hold, that's how we have to be. We have to hold, and we have to be ready to strike. But we have to hold and hold, and we cannot be scared to strike. There's going to be good men go down with the ship, but God has prepared us for this. We are the Gideon Warrior Elite. Thank you, sir.
God bless, but I don't do the last thing we want, of course, is violence. What we want to do is get the people in the military and the people police to understand they've sworn an oath of allegiance to the Constitution. And we have people in Washington, D.C., who don't believe in the Constitution, who hate the Constitution, and an awful lot of them are sitting in Congress and in our courts and certainly in the White House today. Well, let's go to Ed, who's calling from... Well, anyway, go right ahead, Ed. You're from Oklahoma, huh?
Yes.
Go right ahead.
I was just wondering if you had heard. I couldn't get shortwave this morning. Sometimes the frequencies go haywire out here. But I tuned over at Neil Hortz, and he had a story on today about a school in New Jersey, and he had sound clips from it, and where a teacher... is teaching little kids, you know, you can tell by their voices it had to be a grammar school, teaching little kids either a chant or a rap about the virtues of Barack Hussein Obama. And someone caught it, obviously on a cell phone camera, and it hit the web, and I heard that there was a blurb about it on Fox. I don't have a computer, and I don't have cable or satellite. So, I just wanted to make you aware of that, this teacher had the author of this thing. He's some kind of a author of a book or something, and she was there, and on the video they had some kind of a display in there. Obviously, she's either pushing a book or her song or something of this sort. And I just thought I'd try to make you aware of that.
All right. I really appreciate your calling, Ed. I really haven't heard about it. Maybe somebody else out there in the audience has. I've spent all day today working on my latest newsletter on the H1N1 unnecessary vaccination, because you see the epidemic is already peaking out. It's peaking out as we speak. It's already peaked out in California. The incidence of new cases is falling off. It's fallen off in parts of New England and certainly in Maine. But they can't tell the people the epidemic is already over, because they want to give 4 mercury shots to children less than 10 years old to destroy their minds. And that's exactly what Bertrand Russell said on page 53 of his book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he said, by the use of diet, injections, and injunctions, we'll be able to mold the minds of the children. Well, they want to do as much damage as they can. But what we need to do is let people understand these people hate children and want to destroy their minds, which is why 1 in every 6 children in America today has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and almost every child has had damage to their brains. Okay, anything else, Ed, before we let you go? I guess we lost Ed. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. First half hour, going to be open lines. Last half hour, if God is with us, we'll be with Chuck Baldwin. And who do we have on here? We have, who's calling?
This is Elizabeth from Maryland.
Elizabeth, it's good to have you with us. I don't know, my producer blocked you out, so I couldn't see who you were. Go right ahead.
Well, as you know, I also have a program on GCN.
Okay, fine. Well, then I know what Elizabeth is. As you go right ahead.
Yes, and as you know, we often have you on our program, and we will be having you before too long. You really are the expert on the eugenics and the control. And I listened to the first few minutes, and it was so powerful, because I really had heard just a few innuendos about the situation with the farmers there in California and our food supply. So you really updated me. And if I might, I would like to also invite the listeners to hear our program, The Divided Kingdom, on shortwave on Friday evenings on 5.070 megahertz at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Now, I want you to repeat that, because you have to tell people at least twice before they can remember it. They get
their pens
out. Go right ahead.
That is 5.070 WWCR at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday evenings. And, of course, Dr. Stan, you have advised us and helped us with our program. You helped me with my books, and I hope soon we'll have a short book coming. It will be called Hope for the Years Ahead. But I didn't call for the reason to promote our program, but we're involved in the same work, and I know that you undoubtedly feel like I do that we're at a very serious juncture. And I've been talking the last few evenings about the Hastings Center with Peter Orszag, now the White House Budget Director, sending his deputy Philip Ellis to the Hastings Center, this Rockefeller-connected eugenics center in Garrison, New York. And we fear that euthanasia will be pushed under this new title, bioethics. And with the other advisor, Ezekiel Emanuel, he's a Hastings Center fellow. And, of course, Peter Singer, that notorious person who would like to kill little babies when they're born. We really have great reservations, and I'd like you to comment on whether these reservations of fear that Hitler's precedent, the T4 starting with killing the crippled children, whether this could ever come to America, Dr. Spann.
Well, not only is it coming to America, it's already come to America. I'll never forget when I was in my training, I went to a place where they had mentally defective children up in Santa Rosa, and the orthopedist there told me that when he could come there, why, of course, the mentally defective children, if they got pneumonia, they simply put them by an open window so they'd get pneumonia and die. We've sterilized well over 100,000 people here in America without their permission. There's a great new DVD out called MAFA 21. You'll want to get that. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we have until the half hour, when, of course, I hope we'll have Pastor Chuck Baldwin coming on with us for the last half hour. But George is calling, talking about this report that's on the web, that apparently that given the experimental H1N1 vaccine to sailors on several ships, and at least on one of them, why it had killed one of the officers and killed several people on the ship. The ship is quarantined. It's been brought to a quarantine coming into port. There are all sorts of doctors on board. It's a great story. The question is it true? I hear all these stories about, oh, my goodness, they're going to put RFID particles into the H1N1 vaccine, and that, of course, is going to be utilized so they can identify you with these chips. I just doesn't sound quite right. Then, of course, we hear other stories of why they're going to be there. The troops are going to be there with their bayonets and round people up who won't be vaccinated, and I believe that they're trying to give us a lot of disinformation. We're going to have to wait and see, George, as far as this story of the six sailors, where it's true. But understand that they're feeding us disinformation. They want us to pick up these stories, and then they can discredit us, just like they did with poor old Dan Rather. And of course, I don't have a lot of sympathy for Dan Rather, but he got the short stick on that one. They fed him faulty information on George Bush and his military service to actually change the thrust of the discussion from, did George Bush, you know, cheat when he was supposed to be going to Vietnam and not do his National Guard service, to why did Dan Rather put out faulty information? Sort of techniques they use all the time. So I just don't know what to tell you.
Well, there's one thing that I have verified, and I think it's a pretty sick joke, the fact that the U.S. Swine flu batch number is 666 this year.
Well, let me tell you that what nobody is telling you is that the swine flu epidemic has peaked. And of course, if you have access to a computer, why you go up there and you just put in your search engine CDC H1N1 surveillance. That's CDC H1N1 surveillance. It'll come up. There's a map there. And you can pull down that map, but you pull up all the previous maps, and they've been tracking this. They just love color coding. And you can see that in July, you know, there was a little bit of the swine flu out all across the country, and then it began to centralize in certainly in California, in Maine, and I believe it was like
Dr. Stan?
Yep.
Isn't that the chicken asking the fox what's for dinner?
Well, but you see, they want themselves to know what's going on. How many people do you really think go to their surveillance center? The truth of the matter is why their figures actually show that the epidemic has actually peaked in California. It's peaked in Maine. It's peaked in Long Island. It's declining. And, of course, now it's sweeping throughout the southern states. And certainly by the middle of next month, when the vaccine is available, why, the epidemic will be almost over. Most people have contracted the disease, be immune to it, and there's nothing to worry about. So, yes, certainly we have to be concerned about whether they put out the truth. But I think in this instance, because this only circulates among other people, has anybody told you the epidemic's almost over?
You know, I've not found a sick person yet this year.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who've been ill, but the epidemic is very mild. I mean, most of the people, or many of the people, have no symptoms, or they have an ache, or they have a runny nose. And yeah, a lot of people here in California, now across the southern states right now, certainly in the colleges, where there's a great deal of disease. But it's very mild. You get over it in a couple of days, and a lot of people don't have any symptoms. Whereabouts do you live?
Indiana.
All right, fine. Well, it hasn't really got up into Indiana yet. You'll have your turn. It's a mild disease. Don't worry about it. I'm worried about the vaccine and its effect on children, because they want to give children less than 10 years of age, even children who the vaccine manufacturers say don't use this, you know, before 4 years of age, they want to start giving the vaccine from 6 months on, and destroy the minds of those children. That's
I got 17 grandkids.
Well, you tell them not to take that vaccine under any circumstances, or you'll disown them.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'll be listening.
God bless, and thanks very much. Let's go to Chuck, who's calling from Salinas. Hi, Chuck. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. How about yourself?
As well as can be expected under the dire circumstances, what can we do for you?
I happened to hear a couple of your callers talking earlier about there wasn't any confirmation on. And then WorldNetDaily.com, Joseph Parra addressed those two issues. The first one was about having American troops in Pittsburgh, and it stated that there's 2,500 U.S. American troops in there under the guise and protection of riot control, which is totally against posse comitatus.
Well, then I think we ought to bring a lawsuit against them, and we need a good lawyer to do it. What we need to do is understand that the people in the federal government don't believe in the Constitution or our laws.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and we have with us Pastor Chuck Baldwin from Pensacola, Florida. And, of course, Chuck was the Constitution Party presidential candidate last year. And, of course, he got the conspiracy of silence from the media, which you would expect. We have a controlled media. I asked him what the problems were. Chuck expressed what I really believe, and that is there's a very real danger of a nuclear war. And of course, it's going to involve. So they start probably with Israel and Iran, and then, of course, when wars start, they have a tendency to spread. He talks about, of course, the fall and destruction of the American dollar, which would, of course, just totally destroy our economy. He talks about the forced vaccination that we're seeing, and certainly the efforts in New York. People are actually being told, healthcare workers, that if you don't take the vaccine, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your pension, you've got to take it. And I'm just hoping that nobody's going to take it. And, of course, he talks about the importance of survival food and survival products. But, of course, he stresses the importance of a personal relationship with our Lord. Well, now, Chuck, what do you think about happening politically? Are there any glimmers of hope on the horizon as far as the politics? Certainly the Republican-Democrat Party are both controlled by the establishment. What can the average individual out there personally do?
All right. I think there are some encouraging signs. I've been doing a lot of traveling, and I've noticed that at the state and local level, there is a groundswell of support for constitutional government. They recognize the tyranny that seems to be emerging at the federal level. They recognize the danger of this H1N1 vaccination that's untested, unproven, in which the vast majority of medical community is not even going to take it. They recognize the importance of the Second Amendment. I was just up at Montgomery for a Tea Party rally up there, and man, those people were really excited about the message that I brought. They took all of our materials. They bombarded me with questions and enthusiasm and so forth. I just got back from Oklahoma a week or so ago. Same story there. I've been in Montana. I had a tremendous meeting up in Montana. Everywhere I've gone, people have responded with tremendous enthusiasm, and I think the glimmer of hope that you ask about is at the state level. And the encouraging thing there is a number of state legislatures that have recently enacted state sovereignty resolutions. Two states have gone beyond that. The states of Tennessee and Montana have actually passed into law a Firearms Freedom Act, which, of course, is going to now be tested in the courts. But what those bills actually do is circumvent the federal control over the sale and purchase of firearms in those two states by removing the Commerce Clause provision, which is always the provision that's used for all of this usurpation of states' rights, in order to give their citizenry the freedom to purchase and to own firearms without federal permission. So that's going on as we speak, and I really think that the more detrimental things become, I believe the more people are going to begin to look to state sovereignty, state independence, autonomy, et cetera. So I really think that we could be on the verge, Dr. Stan, of a second American Revolution, in the sense that the colonies breaking free from this draconian usurpation of power by the crown, and willing to say, as Thomas Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence, that these states are of right and ought to be free and independent states. And I think that free and independent state movement is beginning to take hold across the country. We'll see what happens.
Well, you know, Cynthia, I don't know whether you were in Oklahoma or you ran into Senator Brogdon there, but as you know, he's running for governor. And then we find Judge Roy Moore running for governor in Alabama. There's a woman we've interviewed from Tennessee who's running for governor. And all across America, but of course the media will never tell you this, but there's a stirring of patriotism unparalleled in the 47 years I've been involved in this battle. And I am guardedly optimistic. I think that certainly this massive march that they had in Washington, D.C. on the 12th, mm-hmm. you know, and of course everything was done to play it down. I mean, the major media doesn't want the American people to know that most people value freedom and do not believe, of course, what is going on today. And, of course, what we need to do is get them taught about the Constitution.
Right.
So, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Pastor Chuck Baldwin, why, there's nobody who could answer it better than he can. My telephone number would be 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California, and 1-888-24-LIBERTY out across the United States. And Sydney, you know, there are a lot of people who talk about, oh my goodness, we're going to have to take up arms. That's how we're going to take America back. How do you respond to those people?
Yeah, you never know. It could come to that. But at this point, that's not where we're at. You know, a long time before the armed revolution took place in 1775 and 6, there were many, many years of work and labor that was done in a peaceful manner. And I think that's exactly where we are now. I think that there's still much that can be done legislatively and politically. When we can awaken the states and the governors and the legislatures and so forth to these issues, and you mentioned Randy Brogdon and Roy Moore and so many others of these men who are really on the forefront of the battle. These guys really do know what's going on. They're committed to the same things that you and I are committed to. They, in their heart of hearts, they believe in the Constitution, they believe in liberty, and they're willing to take that fight to the state legislature, to the governor's mansion, whatever it may happen to be. And I think that if people will get out there at the state and local level, find these candidates, Dr. Stan, look, you know, as you said, the media isn't going to let us know about them, but they're there. Find out who they are, where they are, what office they're running for, and then support them. And if we could elect a generation of principled, just rabid freedom lovers, constitutionalists at the state and local level, I still think there is a lot of hope for freedom in this country. But it's not going to come from Washington, D.C. It's going to come from and through the states.
And I think that most people in this country value freedom. Of course, we all like to believe that the government can provide for us from the cradle to the grave. And isn't Social Security wonderful? But trouble is, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, and it's bankrupt. And Medicare is wonderful, but it's a Ponzi scheme, and it's bankrupt. And pretty soon, they're going to have to pass legislation to begin limiting access to health care for the elderly so that they will die. And the whole structure of our societies begin to crumble. Well, let me point out that Pastor Baldwin writes an article every single week at newswithviews.com. You can go to newswithviews.com and pull down those articles. And how do you manage to find time to write an article every week and then, of course, do all the other things you do? I know we have a lot of the people who listen to Radio Liberty listen to your sermons you have to give up every Sunday. How do you do all that?
I don't know how to answer that except that we have 24 hours in a day, and I've tried to organize my time as such as to make the most use of it, and thankfully I've been able to do a lot of things. I have a lot of help. I've got a good staff and people that are able to take delegated responsibility and help me out. But I believe you only go around one time in this life, and we've got to make it count, Dr. Stan. And I'm just doing everything I can to be a voice for constitutional government and for freedom.
Well, because that old adage, you know, this life on earth will soon be passed, but it's only done, what's done for Christ will last. And
right.
I believe that with all my heart. And
me too.
I think you're so fortunate to be able to maintain your ministry, because usually when somebody starts getting effective, they infiltrate the church and they try to get rid of the minister. Why? Because they don't want any religious leaders who are really effective, you know, to stay behind the pulpit. And I know a number of people who have been forced out of their churches simply because they spoke the truth. Well,
right.
Pastor, how long have you been at that church now?
Yeah, I think that's one of the advantages that I have here is, I've been at this church now for 34 years, And so, you know, I'm ensconced in the pulpit here, and it would really take a major effort to try and not that it couldn't happen, but to this point, the people of the church have rallied around the message of truth, and they are very supportive. Now, obviously, I'm not going to sit here and say that we haven't had our share of opposition. I've lost people in the congregation, people that have become angry and offended and so forth because I dare to speak out on some of these things. But, you know, so be it. If it means offending someone or losing a contributor or whatever, I just made up my mind that as long as I could, I was going to preach the truth. And if, you know, if God ever took me out of the pulpit and closed the door, so be it. But in the meantime, I'm going to take advantage of the forum that I have, and I've done it, and he's kept the door open.
Well, now, how can people actually get your website? How can they get your weekly sermons? Because I know we have a number of people who listen to them.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you go to my website, is the easiest way to do it. It's www.chuckbaldwinlive. It's all one word, Chuck Baldwin, B-A-L-D-W-I-N. Chuck Baldwin Live, that's the radio show, chuckbaldwinlive.com. They can sign up for my editorials, which are usually produced twice a week, one going out tonight and tomorrow. Usually they go out on Tuesday and Friday. They also can see where we're heard on the radio around the country. And also, you know, our archived messages are there. The website is the best resource to and we have a bunch of articles and news items and so forth to keep people abreast of what's going on.
And I think that's vitally important. If these articles that Chuck writes for newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com, they're on the cutting edge of what's going on. Well, of course, we hear a lot about these so-called detention camps that have been built. Have they really been built? Are there really detention camps out there?
Well, you know, I broached that topic on August 11th. In my column, and then I did a follow-up column on August 28. I am personally convinced that they do exist. I felt it was time that somebody such as me, with the columns that I have and so forth, go ahead and broach this topic and get it out there in the public square and let people see the evidence and you know, analyze it and so forth. Of course, I took a lot of criticism for that one. A lot of people call me kook and fanatic and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, I'm used to that. But I did a lot of research into that, and I tried to be objective in the way that I wrote it. I, of course, gave my opinion that I believe that this is very, very genuine, and here is why, and here's the material. You know, go look at it. I gave a number of websites and resources that people could research for themselves. As to why they're doing it, we don't know yet. I've had several military people that have written to me. Not one of them, Dr. Stan, denied the existence of the internment camps. Not one. I thought that was very interesting. Most of the military men that wrote me did not see anything sinister at work. Of course, they've taken the word of their superiors, you know, that all this is, you know, for the well-being of our country. And so I'm sure they believe that. But they didn't deny that they exist. I had one retired Air Force colonel wrote me and told me that, you know, he thought that those were constructed for incidents such as what happened in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, and that, you know, would be necessary. Or maybe some kind of a massive attack of some kind against our country, people would be displaced and things of that nature. So I had a lot of response like that. I had another Air Force officer who wrote me and told me in no uncertain terms that he knew that these things existed, and he helped superintend over some of them and, you know, wanted to reaffirm what I had said. So I had a lot of that kind of response. So the fact that they exist, to me, is pretty obvious. The people that continue to deny them, I think, are denying it because they are willfully ignorant. That's not because they can't believe, it's just they don't want to believe. But as to what they're going to use them for and what is the actual purpose, well, you know, we don't know yet, because for the most part they're standing there empty.
Well, you know, because I understand why people would say no. I was involved in the battle over the AIDS epidemic for, you know, almost 10 years. And, you know, it took me about 7 years before I could finally acknowledge it was all about population control. It wasn't that the evidence wasn't all there. I just didn't want to believe it. And I'm sure a lot of people in the military don't want to believe that our leaders have a different agenda and they don't believe in freedom. They are really subversives. Many of them are, frankly, subversive. They want to destroy the infrastructure of this country, to destroy our agriculture and fishing and lumbering industry and automotive industry. They want to destroy our educational system. They want to destroy, the finances of this country, and they want to impoverish our people. The average person cannot believe that. But, you know, all you need to do is point out the evidence of what's going on. And you said, you explained it to me, why we're giving all this, why we gave Chrysler to an Italian company, Fiat, so that they could build plants in Italy and in Mexico rather than the United States to produce Chrysler cars. Explain to me why that is. And they can't. And, of course, I'm sure you're well aware that they refurbished those Japanese concentration camps that were used during the Second World War. They're out in the middle of the desert there. $83 million was put out for that because they want to use them as a national park so we never forget, you know, about how terrible it was to put American citizens in concentration camps. And then they appropriate $383 million to a subsidiary of Halliburton to build more new camps. I mean, those two are pretty well incompatible, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I certainly agree with you that it's very difficult for most all of us to believe that, you know, there would be people in the upper echelons of our government that have the kind of motives that you just mentioned. I mean, we all want to believe that our leaders have our best interest in mind and heart, and that they may make mistakes, but they're not, you know, intending to hurt us. I mean, I don't think anybody wants to believe that our leaders have sinister motives at heart. So I certainly understand the people that respond in this way. And that's why whenever I put out the columns, I tried to be very objective and balanced and open-minded. And I got to tell you, the response was overwhelming. And, of course, they can go to my website and they can find the archive of those columns there.
Now that's ChuckBaldwinLive.com. ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Go there. Get Chuck's information. It's valid. And, of course, we need to get this out across the country. There are a few people out there that I trust. There are a lot of people there in the conservative movement. Some of them are plants. Some of them aren't well informed. Some of them have other motives. They want your money. But Chuck Baldwin is, what you see is what you get. He's an honest man. I'm proud to call him a friend. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Thank you.
God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we hope you enjoyed our conversation with Chuck Baldwin. In the last 3 minutes, he was just expressing the fact, a feeling that I have, that an awful lot of people out there know something big is going to happen. And believe me, we are entering cataclysmic times. The America that you've known is never going to exist again. I mean, the prosperous society we've had, I mean, we're moving in from being a first world nation into being a second world nation and then into being a third world nation with a ruling elite who are very, very wealthy and everybody else impoverished. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. They know what they're doing. They're going to destroy our educational system. They've already pretty well done that. They're going to destroy farming and fishing and lumbering and industry and all the things that have made us the leading nation of the world. And they're going to establish a police state here if we let them. But the Constitution is still the law of the land. You've got to learn the Constitution. You've got, of course, to take a stand, and you've got to become involved. And so if you're out there, why, this is the time. This is the call to arms, but not with weapons. The call is, of course, to join us in this epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And to understand this is a spiritual battle, and that's why you need my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, or my talk, and you need to watch the Forbidden Secret and the Financial Armageddon talks. They're good background. Pat Wood's talk on the Trilateral Commission, certainly the Secret Mystery series of DVDs, and then certainly get yourself prepared for the difficult times. Do you have an adequate supply of food? Do you have your Berkey water filters? Have you laid in a supply of certainly of health products, the selenium and magnesium and the other things that we offer, that we use ourselves on a regular basis? You know, to protect yourself from the flu, you ought to have large doses of vitamin D3 and allobiotic and resveratrol. They do help to prevent infection and boost the immune system. And then, of course, one of the things we've just started carrying here, which I think is a good idea here in California, why you can't have a weapon in the house is loaded. So what? Why bother to have a weapon? Well, you can't have it if it's in a lockbox. And we're carrying a lockbox, as you legal in California. They're called V-line boxes. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and look under the banners. That's V-line boxes. Or if just give us a call and we'll send you the brochures. And I mean, I got a couple of them, that, and I'm really pleased with them. Of course, I wouldn't market something if I didn't believe it was good in quality, and it's a little pricey, but they're well worth it just to know that you have a weapon you may need to protect yourself and your family. We're moving into violent times, and I fear that we're going to begin to see the breakdown of law and order in this country, because that's what they want. I mean, they have encouraged illegal aliens to come in. They've encouraged the gangs to come in and the criminal element from other countries, and here in California we're going to release maybe a fifth or a quarter of our criminal element. We're going to just start releasing the criminals. What madness is that? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we hope that you'll go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs on the Internet there 9 hours a day, or you can get yourself an inexpensive satellite and listen to them, or you can listen to them on shortwave or Internet. But listen, get educated, and then learn how to approach other people. Ask them questions. Why are they building those detention camps? Oh, didn't you know where there's one of them? Just out of Las Vegas, just out of Henderson, Nevada. Sure. Well, we've got a DVD. It's called America Behind Barbed Wire. Sure, you can actually see them. Get our material on the planned police state or the concentration camp special. Got great information and documentation. Get people to think, even if they don't want to think. Because the best thing you can do, of course, is get people concerned, and hopefully they'll come to know the Lord. And that's what it's really all about, because without a great revival, this country will never survive. And what we need is another Jonathan Edwards. I don't know where he's coming from. Our job is to be there to help him. And then please pray for America.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit PureWaterFreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, are